And John, we're talking more politics. Did you notice something about the last 6 months and all of the excitement and all of the intrigue of the political primary process?
Did I notice something
about
that was
going the money?
But there was a lot of it.
There was a lot of money. We talked a lot about how much money there was, but there was not a lot of talk about where that money came from, particularly, and perhaps that's because the Federal Elections Commission, or the FEC, that watches over the money trail in federal elections, well, they were missing in action because of a political...
Missing in action.
They were missing in action because of a political stalemate.
They were trapped in an elevator?
They were trapped in an elevator. Anyway, they were missing, and this week the Senate has basically put them back together by appointing five new members to sit on the six-member commission. And Craig Holman's here with us. He's the campaign finance lobbyist for Public Citizen. Public Citizen, a national nonprofit consumer advocacy organization. And Craig, we saw record campaign fundraising this season by Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and you throw in all the other candidates. They raised over $500 million. There was no FEC in sight. What does that mean?
It's very troublesome. Just last year, we passed one of the most sweeping lobbying and ethics reform legislation that would have opened up the books on the role of lobbyists and lobbying organizations in all this massive fundraising, which basically goes undisclosed. However, we needed the FEC to exist to pass regulations to implement that law. And since they were dysfunctional since January of this year, we have no regulation on the books, and we don't know what the lobbyists are doing, despite the law that should have opened this up for the public to see.
Let's investigate that a bit more. In other words, had the FEC been around, would there have been more pressure on the campaigns to detail exactly the source of all of their contributions?
Yes, they would have had to file it and post their the records on the internet. The law set up a deadline for setting up this bundling disclosure provision as of March of this year. Well, we've gone past that deadline, and we're in the summer at this point. The FEC, even if they were to pick it up right away next week, they still have to go through a lengthy hearing process before the regulation can be implemented. So it just isn't going to happen this election. We're going to go through an entire another election cycle without any disclosure of the role of lobbyists and lobbying organizations in this campaign.
Craig Holman, thank you very much. You got to wonder if it wasn't perhaps on purpose, but not to be negative here. Craig Holman,
negative.
The campaign finance lobbyist for Public Citizen. Thank you.
Thanks for inviting me.
That is a total reversal of the intent of Congress, a total loss of oversight during the most important election in probably the last 30 years. That is amazing what Craig was telling
us. And what we didn't get to with Craig is that it all had to do with some political bickering on both sides. On both sides, the Democrats had their own issue. The Republicans had their own issue. But the bottom line is this political year, we will not have that kind of information of the sources of the money that is going to be spent. $1 billion just to elect the president.
What if they did that with the FDA or the FCC or any other commission? Well, anyway, it's time for us to go, so we'll rant off the air about this. But keep your responses coming to anything you heard on today's show. Send us stories at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Telemarketer stories are very welcome. And check out the 2008 Veep Stakes on our website. You can buy and sell potential running mates for Barack Obama and John McCain.
And we're on YouTube, iTunes, and Facebook. You can join the discussion any way you like. As always, 877-8-MY-TAKE or my take at thetakeaway.org.
That FEC business.
Do you get telecom?
That's crazy.
Do you get telemarketer calls?
Oh, sure. Yeah. They make me feel less lonely.
They drive me nuts. N-U-T-S.
She's nuts. Did you hear that?
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.